Today we celebrate the Lord's ascension into heaven. Stay right where you are. We're going to talk a lot more about it right now. Hey there, welcome to the program. It is the Ascension of the Lord. It's Ascension Thursday. We're going to look at the Mass readings from this great solemnity. Now, I just want to mention to you that in many of the dioceses around the country and possibly around the world, I'm not really up on who does it, who doesn't do it. In many dioceses, the Holy Day, which is the Holy Day of Obligation, is transferred to the following Sunday. So in not all dioceses will the Ascension be celebrated, but we're going to celebrate it here because I want to talk about the Ascension of the Lord. I think it's a great thing for us to recognize. This marks the 40-day period. Easter was 40 days from today, and in 10 more days we will celebrate Pentecost Sunday, which is 50 days after Easter. So we are in, I would guess, the end of the Eastern season, the Easter season. I guess that's a good way to put it. But we still have a few weeks left. We are going to do more readings that pertain to the Easter season. The readings that we've been using throughout the past several weeks have been from the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel of John. Once the Ascension is over, and we go back to the regular Mass readings, we will indeed go back to the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel of John. So we'll get back into it. We're going to get back into the rhythm of that we've been following. We've been following the early church and how the early church grew. That's what we see in the Acts of the Apostles. And some incredible messages have been flowing from the Gospel of John. So stay tuned. We got a lot more coming. I want to thank you for tuning in, for joining me each day here on the program. Today is Thursday, as I mentioned. Today, actually, I am in Buffalo, New York, speaking at a homeschool conference. But these programs are pre-recorded. I made sure I recorded them before I left because I don't want to leave you high and dry. I know that you come here each night. You want to hang out for 30 minutes. You want to talk about Jesus. And I don't want to not be here for you. Because I love doing this show. I love the relationship that you and I have. I love the fact that we can hang out and we can talk about Jesus. And we can grow spiritually. That's what this is all about. We want to grow spiritually. Believe me, I am growing by doing these programs. The research that I have to do, the prayer that I put into it, and your support and your prayers helps me too. It helps me to grow closer to Christ. I want to continue to do what I do for as long as I can do it. We're going to leave that up to the Lord. I want to thank you for all of your financial support, because through your contributions, and I say this a lot, but I really, really appreciate your help. Through your contributions, I am able to continue doing this program and to continue in full-time ministry. That would not be possible were it not for your support. So I can't thank you enough. And if there's anything that I can ever do for you, please let me know. All you need to do is shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. Let me know what I can do for you. In the meantime, I really plan to do this for as long as I can. Let's continue to hang out and let's make the best of each day. Let's live in the present moment. I think that's a big danger for so many of us who tend to be anxious. And you all know my story. I tend to be anxious by nature. But with the help of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I'm able to overcome anxiety one day at a time with His help. It's not due to anything that I can do. He gives me the help to do what I need to do to experience peace. And generally, that doesn't involve much. I can't do that much on my own. But with Him, with Jesus as my friend, we walk through life together, things look a lot different. And I'm sure you've discovered this as well. And if you haven't, stick around. We're going to talk a lot more about it in the weeks to come. I want to introduce you to Jesus. If you don't know Him that well, if you think you could know Him better, I want to help you to get to know Him better and to let you know just how much He loves you and how much He wants to be a part of your life. So that's what we're all about here, and I'm really glad that you're able to join me. Please, let your friends know about the program. It really helps me to get the word out. If you can let somebody know about the show, the program is available on iTunes. It's available on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm taking some steps to try to get it in some other podcasting sites as well. But your word of mouth can really help me. It's a great thing to help me get the word out there. So let your friends know. Let them know also about the fact that if they shop from Amazon.com, and this is a big one, if they would use the link on my website, anytime you want to shop from Amazon, just immediately think followingthetruth.com. You'll see an Amazon image on the right-hand side of every page of my website. Click on the image. You go into Amazon.com. You could forget all about me at that point because everything will look the same as it normally does for Amazon. But just the fact that you went in through my website helps me out. And it causes me to get a little bit of a commission on anything you purchase or your friends purchase. So if you would just let them know that, that would really help me and would help me to keep this show on the air and to keep my full-time ministry moving ahead. And also, you've heard me talk about Mystic Monk Coffee, the greatest coffee you will ever drink. You can purchase Mystic Monk Coffee directly at my website, followingthetruth.com. You do that, that results in a commission too. So these little things, or they might seem little to you, they're not really that little to me. They really help me to keep going. So again, thank you for your support. And know that I'm here for you if you need anything. Okay, the beverage du jour today, we're going to go real simple. I've just got a nice glass of water. It's okay to go simple sometimes, right? I've been getting into the coffee rut every day. Do you remember several years ago, it depends how long you've been listening to this program, almost every night on the program, I would have water with a slice of lemon in it. That's a really good drink for this program because it really soothes my throat. Sometimes it's hard to talk for 30 minutes straight, but I got out of the habit of buying the lemons. I mean, I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I just got lazy and I didn't feel like cutting up lemons anymore. I know, that's pathetic, isn't it? I got to get back to that because that's a very good beverage du jour. I also need to order some more Mystic Monk coffee. And when I do that, we're going to incorporate that into the show as well. Anyway, here's my favorite part of the program. This is the part where we get to turn to the Lord, who is always with us, to turn to Him, to recognize His presence, because He is with us. He's right next to us. And to speak with Him, to have a relationship with Him. Because you see, prayer is more than just asking for things, even though we are going to ask Him for some things. Prayer is a relationship. Prayer is a relationship, a conscious relationship with the Lord. And we're going to turn to our Lord right now and ask for His help and talk to Him and thank Him. And you should do this too whenever you can. Share your thoughts with Him. Are you struggling? Does something look hopeless in your life? Are you frustrated? Are you annoyed? Let Him know. Any relationship will thrive if honesty is involved. Now, sometimes we can say things to friends of ours, and if we say them in too blunt of a manner, that could cause problems. But here's what you got to remember about the Lord. The Lord loves you unconditionally. The Lord doesn't have any of the hang-ups that we might have. So if somebody's a little too blunt with me, they can hurt my feelings, and it could somehow cause the friendship to suffer a little bit. That's because I'm human. The Lord being divine, and Jesus, of course, he's one divine person, but He's got two natures, a human nature and a divine nature, but He is a divine being. So therefore, when you speak to the Lord, He doesn't have the insecurities that you or I might have. You could be totally honest with them. Now, I'm not telling you to go crazy, but be honest with them. If you're frustrated, let them know. That's good for your relationship. It really is. And you can be assured that, especially when you read the words of sacred scripture, He's not going to hold back either. He's going to tell it like it is. He's going to tell you what you need to hear. So keep that in mind. Be honest, and that will help the relationship to grow between you and the Lord. So why don't we pray now? Let's take a minute. Let's compose ourselves. Let's recall that we are in His presence. That is a great thing. There He is, right in front of you. You might not be able to see Him, but you can't see the air around you either. He's there. You can't see your heart beating. You can't see the internal organs of your body right now. Doesn't mean they're not there. So the Lord is right in front of you. Let's look at him. Realizing that he hears every word we say, every word we think, he sees us. He even anticipates what we're about to say. He knows what we're about to say before we say it. So let's together join our voices in prayer as we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, we thank you for giving us another day of life. We thank you for allowing us to continue to live. Thank you for allowing our heart to beat. Thank you for allowing our brain to function so that we may be able to process images of you, so that we may be able to be grateful for the many blessings that you've given to us. Father, when we think back through the years of our lives, we're grateful for so many things that you have helped us with, so many situations that looked hopeless. It didn't turn out to be that hopeless at all. None of our problems have ever killed us. And for that, we're very grateful. So you've come through for us so many times. We know you'll come through again. And we give you our problems right now. We all have problems, things that are frustrating us, maybe things we've been asking you about for years. Today we continue. We're not going to stop. Because we know that you are all-powerful. We know that you can do all things. We know that you love us and want what's best for us. If we have a desire, it's quite possible that desire comes from you. We also know that if we ask for something that might not be beneficial to our spiritual health, you're not going to give it to us. And even though we might kick and scream, we don't want you to give us anything that would harm us. So, Father, with that confidence, we approach you and we give to you our problems. I've got several. They're yours right now. They're yours. We know you love us. We know you care about us. We know that we are not going to annoy you by repeatedly coming to you with our problems. But we don't want to be distracted anymore. We don't want to be distracted by the worries and the anxiety of daily life. So we're going to give things to you and let you handle them. And in return, Father, we thank you for answering these prayers. And we offer our lives to you. We ask you to use us. We obviously take our faith seriously. We're here together, trying to learn about you. We take our faith seriously. We know you love us, and we love you. So therefore, we offer ourselves to you, Father, and we ask you to use us. To use us for whatever you need. And please grant us the grace to be able to carry out whatever mission you have in store for us. We lift up, Father, those who are anxious today. Those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addiction, those who are facing a financial battle, those who may be experiencing religious persecution, as well as those who are dealing with extreme weather situations. We give all of these individuals to you, Father. We ask you to help them. We ask you to grant them your peace. We also ask you to increase vocations to the priesthood, to the religious life, to the diaconate. We ask you to put an end to abortion. I give you this program and I say, Father, it's yours. Please speak through me today. Help me to step aside so that you can work through me. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And when we read the daily mass readings today, Father, we know that this is your inspired word. We ask you to enlighten us so you can speak directly to us and we can understand the message that you have for us. And we ask for all of these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary in her month of May, and we ask her to intercede for us. As together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'll tell you what, it's kind of hard to top that, right? We have this ability, this opportunity to have a conversation with Almighty God. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. And I want you to continue this conversation. Make sure that you're praying regularly. You don't need to do it for 2 hours at a shot. But spend some time in the morning. Spend some time during the day. 5 minutes here, 2 minutes there. And spend some time before you go to bed. Maybe as you're lying in bed about to go to sleep. Just review your day, ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you, and talk to the Lord. Thank Him. Ask Him for the grace to become better tomorrow, to lead a more holy life, to overcome your faults, and then drift off to sleep with the Lord on your mind. I'm telling you, that is going to change your life, but you've got to make time for Jesus in your life. If you don't, you're never going to get to know Him. You're going to be miserable. And God forbid, it's possible, it's quite possible, that you won't even make it to heaven. So this is serious business. You know me, I kid around a lot, but this is serious business. We need to be talking to Jesus every day. Also, spend some time talking to your Heavenly Father like we just did. Speak to the Holy Spirit. Speak to the Blessed Mother. Speak to Saint Joseph. Speak to your guardian angel. You know, we don't just have, we just don't, sometimes we get so hung up, oh, do I talk to Jesus? Do I talk to the Father? Do I talk to the Holy Spirit? Do I talk to the saints? What do? I don't get, talk to them all, right? Talk to them all. They all lead to the same place. You talk to any of the saints, their intentions or your intentions are going to be taken to God. You talk to Jesus, the Father's right there. The Holy Spirit's there helping you to pray. But you could specifically address some prayers to each member of the Trinity. That's a nice thing to do. That's what I try to do. I talk to the Blessed Mother. I talk to Saint Joseph throughout the day. It's, you know, there's no reason to leave anybody out. So anyway, make sure you pray. All right? I know you are, but just keep it up. Keep up the good work. Today we're going to look at the readings for the Ascension of the Lord. And I have a little something that I want to read here from the May issue of the Magnificat. By the way, if you're looking for a good magazine to use to read the daily Mass readings along with me, I have two that I recommend. The Magnificat is the one that I generally use. Another really good one is The Word Among Us. Now, my wife Eileen uses The Word Among Us. I tend to use the Magnificat. There are missals that you can buy as well. There are daily missals. And you can also go online to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, usccb.org, to go to read the daily Mass readings as well. There are a number of ways to look at the daily Mass readings and read them over and spend time with them, mull them over, meditate upon them. We read them here, but you can go and read them on your own as well. And it would help you. So anyway, this is a little blurb on the Ascension. The meaning of Christ's Ascension, wrote Pope Benedict XVI, expresses our belief that in Christ, the humanity that we all share has entered into the inner life of God in a new and hitherto unheard of way. It means that man has found an everlasting place in God. It would be a mistake to interpret the Ascension as the temporary absence of Christ from the world. Rather, we go to heaven to the extent that we go to Jesus Christ and enter into Him. Heaven is a person. Jesus himself is what we call heaven. Pretty deep, but our previous Holy Father, Pope Benedict the 16th, he was pretty deep. So just understand that the Ascension is a very special day. Let's look at some of these readings. Let's try to, and of course, what we're celebrating is the fact that Jesus ascended into heaven. His earthly mission was over, and then he ascended into heaven. And then, of course, he sent the Holy Spirit, and the Lord still speaks through his church. He speaks through sacred scripture. He can speak to us in prayer. There are a number of different ways that he speaks. But his life on earth, when he walked in the flesh as a man, that came to a conclusion, and he ascended into heaven. The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. I think you're going to see why this one is included. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He answered them, it is not for you to know the times or season that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky, as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. Now, that first reading, it's from the Acts of the Apostles, and the belief is that St. Luke, who wrote one of the Gospels, also wrote the Acts of the Apostles. If you notice, this starts out by saying, in the first book, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up. So that's what Luke is referring to. He's referring to his gospel. He talks about the fact that Jesus ascended into heaven. There was some confusion about the Lord's mission. There was the promise of the Holy Spirit. Remember, we are a few days, 10 days, away from Pentecost Sunday, in which we celebrate the descent of the Holy Spirit on the church. So that's what's happening here. The Lord said that the Holy Spirit will be coming. Now, you and I, we have the benefit of having received the Holy Spirit if we were baptized and confirmed. And also, the Holy Spirit acts in a special way in the church. And the Holy Spirit guides the church and protects her from teaching any error. So that's a really good thing. That's a great blessing that we have. But the one line that really gets me is when the disciples were looking intently at the sky as Jesus was ascending, two men dressed in white garments stood beside them and said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking at the sky? And I think that's a question that we should all ask. You know, sometimes we are trying to find the Lord in the sky. We're thinking, well, he's in heaven, he's not here with me, and we're missing the fact that he is right here with us, that he's walking with us, and that he expects us, he's counting on us to do some things in this life. And I think we could use that. We could use that reminder and use that as the takeaway from this first reading. It's time to get busy. It's time to find the Lord in your everyday activities, right? Because you don't want to be just finding him in church. He's where you are. And if you see him in your daily activities, then you're going to keep that presence, his presence, in mind. and you're not going to forget about him. So let's all try to do that. Let's ask for the grace. You know, we can ask for the grace to do this, to be able to see the Lord in anything that happens to us and anyone that we meet. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 47, God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All you peoples, clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise to our King, sing praise. For King of all the earth is God, sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. Let's remember that people tried to kill our Lord. But now he is ascending into heaven where he will officially reign. You know, that was his mission. That he would come to earth, that he would suffer, that he would die, and that he would rise from the dead and ascend into heaven. This is all part of the plan. A lot of times we could look at the crucifixion and say, oh my gosh, what happened? Or it's easy to see, especially during the time. You and I, we look back with 2,000 years of hindsight and church teaching. We know that it was part of the plan. But maybe at the time, some of his followers are saying, oh man, what do we do now? But this was part of his plan. So he ascended into heaven. And now it's our turn to get to work. That's challenging, isn't it? But that's our job. The second reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 through 23. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at the right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. So we're reminded here that the Lord is bigger than any problem that we could face, that his body is the church, the mystical body of Christ, the church. And we are part, and you know, this is a hard concept, but we are part of that mystical body. It's certainly something to rejoice over. And now that the Lord's in heaven, these people that put him to death, they can't do anything to him. He allowed them to do it on earth. But now he rose from the dead and now ascended into heaven and is still active in his body, the church. Let's do the gospel now. It's from Luke chapter 24, verses 46 through 53. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and he blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him great homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. This is the ascension as told by St. Luke. Take note. After Jesus ascended into heaven, what did his disciples do? They were filled and they went to Jerusalem with great joy. Even though now they were going to face persecution, they were filled with great joy. That is what can happen to us, provided we continue to have our encounter with Christ every day. We can be filled with great joy in the midst of whatever happens. And know that you should feel very honored because the Lord is counting on you to continue his work. He's counting on all of us, members of his body, the church, to go out and get the job done. And I think we can do it with his help. What do you think? Guess what? I am out of time. Hope you enjoyed the show today. God willing, we'll do it again tomorrow. I will be praying for you. Please pray for me. Have a wonderful night. God bless you.